Hey there. You're listening to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, you'll be hearing from Thea Wood, creator of the podcast Backstage Chats with Women in Music. In it, she talks to women like engineer Juno Black and bassist Karina Reichman, who plays bass with Marco Benevento, about their journeys and their experiences as women in this very male-dominated music industry. I met Thea earlier this year at South by Southwest. South by Southwest is like that interactive music and film conference and festival thing that engulfs our fair city of Austin, Texas, every early March. I had actually interviewed Amanda Palmer live on the South by Southwest podcast stage. You should totally check out that episode. And then I went to a podcaster meetup and I met Thea, who said she was preparing to launch a podcast where she talked to women in music about their experiences. And like, I knew we had to connect, and we did. She interviewed me for her podcast and I interviewed her for mine. It turns out that Thea has a really strong vision for what she wants to do, and the Backstage Chats podcast is just one part of that vision. Through the podcast, she wants to inspire women to dream, to think creatively about their own lives, and to unleash their own inner rock stars. And she also wants to help close the gender gap in music, which is why she also launched the Backstage Chats Foundation, a nonprofit that offers grants and scholarships for women in music. Backstage Chats, like the whole thing, it's a big project, but it's also a recent development in Thea's life. And it was a song by a totally badass woman that inspired the entire endeavor.
There are many songs that have been influential at different eras in my life, but probably the one that really hit me like a brick wall and did transform me is Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. Last fall, I saw her documentary, Bad Reputation, and it struck a chord with me. Oh my God, I'm turning 50 years old, and am I doing what I want to do and what I should be doing, or feel that I should be doing? And I'd been kind of struggling with that question in the past, like 6 months before that. And I walked out of that documentary saying, okay, Thea, it's time to make a huge change in your life. And if Joan Jett's documentary and the story of the struggles that she has been through decade after decade, and with gender discrimination, with people saying no and slamming doors, and yet she stuck with what she wanted to do. And I realized that that meant I needed to get back to my original calling, which was being back into the music business. So I switched careers at age 50 because of you, Joan Jett, and your bad reputation. I went to Ohio Wesleyan University and graduated with a journalism degree with the specific idea in mind that I would be a music journalist. And I ended up moving to Washington, D.C. after I graduated, and have to give a huge shout out to Chelsea Shelton, who ran a magazine called Northern Virginia Rhythm. And she asked me to write some articles, and then I came in, and then I became a staffer, and then I became a managing editor. And then things ended up changing with the magazine, and I ended up moving on and was hired as a temp for America Online. And then I was hired full-time to work there, and I had helped start up the original music department there. After that, and this is kind of where things go kind of crazy, I ended up being at AOL for 4 years, and then I was recruited to move down to Austin. Ironically, I moved to the live music capital of the world, and my job had nothing to do with music.
Of course.
Of course. That's how it works. So, and that was in 1998. And of course, I still loved live music and I would go to shows all the time. And it was always a part of what I did. It's just, it's ingrained in me. But as the years went on and I got married and had a kid, and honestly, Elizabeth, I felt like that part of my career or being music oriented as a career was behind me.
What were the reasons that you kind of thought that you were done with that?
Well, I have to say, especially with having a little one, music is not a scheduled thing. It is all over the map, as you know. Lots of late nights, talking with people, seeing shows. And having a little one, I thought, I don't think I'll be able to do this again. And also, I think, honestly, and maybe this is why Bad Reputation hit me so much, is there's also an expectation of what moms are supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be living and how motherhood is defined. And I didn't see a music career or anything in the music industry being a part of that definition at the time.
Wait, is there like a motherhood component to Joan Jett's story?
Her motherhood component is 100% opposite.
Okay.
Her motherhood component came through in an interview that she did that they showed in the documentary. And it was a talk show and a female host who said, "Do you plan on getting married?" And she said, "No." And of course, there was a little bit of look of shock from this woman. This was, you know, early 80s. And then they asked her, "Well, do you plan on having children?" And she said, "No." Because, and again, more shock. And her reasoning was that she had to 100% commit to music in order to not just be successful, but to be taken seriously as a woman in rock and roll. And it's really a shame that people feel like they have to make that decision. But let's face it, a woman having a child and being on the road or being on a stage or being up late night is very different than a man, because we nurse, our bodies change, our hormones change, everything. We're affected mentally, physically, in all these different ways, not just having another person in the family. And I can see where she would have that point of view, or many women would have that point of view. Nowadays, though, it's kind of exciting to hear people like Brandi Carlile, who say they turned their party bus into a family bus, and where there was once a beer cooler, there's now a diaper changing station. And, you know, they've got the crew with them. And I think that's fantastic. And it gives inspiration to other women, especially future generations, that you don't have to make a choice. And I think after seeing that movie and thinking about my own choices, that I decided that it was time for me to make that change. I have been publishing an online magazine called She Spark, and it was all about promoting positive lifestyle and personal self-image for women over 40, because a lot of statistics show that women over 40 actually have a worse self-image than even teenage girls have.
Really?
Which is very alarming. We have high depression anxiety rates as part of that problem. And what I did was I took my work that I'd been doing in empowering women through my signature style program, which was as a certified image consultant. And I said, okay, let's turn this into something that's bigger, that can reach more people. And I can pull together or curate experts and their advice to these women and help empower them that way. And I love it. I mean, empowering women makes me feel really good. And hopefully it makes other people feel really good about themselves, which was the whole point. But there was still this nagging part of me that was growing about my musical past. And I missed it. And I was wondering, how can I put both together? And that question became very clear in my brain after last summer, my husband and I decided to tromps around Europe for 2 weeks following Pearl Jam, which, you know, a lot of people don't think of 50-year-olds taking time off to go follow a band in Europe, but that was our vacation. And I came back thinking, all right, how can I take this idea of empowering women that I love doing and somehow incorporate it back into music? And one of the things that happened immediately was Jeannie Ralston, who is based here in Austin. She owns a fantastic group called Next Tribe, and it's all about women aging boldly. It's mainly for women over 45. And they tell these incredible stories about those crazy things that women decide to do or are doing in their midlife years. And she said, I want you to write an article about the experience of traveling, following a band in Europe and with your husband and how this, you know, all affected you. And after I wrote the article and she published it, I was like, you know what? I'm getting back to my roots here. This is kind of like where I need to be. But how do I do that? And I still feel like I'm making a big difference for women in their self-image and empowering them. And it was after I saw the Bad Reputation documentary about Joan Jett in October where all of a sudden the floodgates open and I said, aha, I know what it is. I need to shift back and I need to give back and I need to help somehow find a way to make it easier for women who are in the music industry so that they can start seeing some more gender equality, both, you know, on stage and behind the scenes. A study that was published on Huffington Post last year showed that only 12% of the acts in the top 10 music festivals in the United States are female or female fronted. 12%. Okay. Yet women are buying 50% of the tickets, and we're averaging, depending on your streaming source, between 46 and 53% of the streams that are going out there. So that's huge gender disparity. That means that we're not hearing our point of view and our voices on stage, on, you know, in on our earbuds, you know, whatever, however we're listening. And I think that as inclusive and powerful as music can be and is, why are we so exclusive? Why is that happening? Why is there gender disparity? And so that was part of my thought process after seeing the Bad Reputation documentary. We need to change that. And I know it's not going to happen overnight. So that's why I thought, let's launch a podcast that shares the stories of women in music. Because one of those stories affected me and changed my life, Bad Reputation. And how many other women can be affected by these stories to, as I say, unleash their inner rock star and make a move to do something that feels good for them. Yeah. And at the same time, hey, why don't we use this medium as a way to help raise money for a foundation where we can start putting together grants for scholarships for the next generation to get the experience they need to make it coming forward in the music industry. So we teamed up with soundgirls.org. And we're raising money as a grant for scholarships to girls who are interested in going to summer camp to be audio engineers. And we just partnered up with Girls Rock Austin, and they have summer camps for girls, again, teens, going who are musicians, performers, songwriters, and teaching them how to play as a band, teaching them how to set up, how to break down, what the music industry is like, teaching them the business so they can advocate for themselves and have a better chance of moving those careers forward. And that to me is a win-win. I mean, we're doing positive self-image. We're getting community together, especially in some areas like with soundgirls.org. Audio engineers are, I think it was only 5% of audio engineers are female. 5%. That makes high tech and the automotive industry look rainbow, happy, inclusive. Right?
Right.
And it's shocking when people hear some of these statistics because you don't think of the arts as being that way. But it is. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just saying, what can we do to level the playing ground and create what I call gender harmony? Because yeah. Then we all feel better, and it's a better result for everyone, the audience, the people behind the scenes, the artists, everybody.
So it sounds like seeing the Bad Reputation documentary and having that song get kind of stuck in your head was maybe one of the best things that happened to you in recent history.
Yes, in fact, and hopefully will continue to be an inspiration for me going forward. I think so. And Joan Jett, are you listening? I mean, props to you, lady.
I mean, I think you have to put it out in the universe that you're going to talk to Joan Jett for backstage chats with women in music. Like, that just has to be out there.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. It does. It has to be out there because and I think the more people understand where she came from and what she did to bust through a lot of these glass ceilings and gender barriers can let us all know that, you know, we've come a long way in many ways, but in other ways, we haven't made much progress and we can do better. And the best way to do that is to, especially for the women, to work together. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
And this is, of course, Joan Jett's Bad Reputation, the song that started it all. And, like, I feel Thea's journey so hard. I mean, I'm in my 40s, and I've gone through a career change that was due, in part, to me becoming a mother. I used to be a touring musician, both as a solo artist and as a member of the Western swing band Asleep at the Wheel. And after I had kids, I continued to tour for 5 years until I stopped touring because my oldest daughter was going to start kindergarten. And also, I was completely exhausted. Having kids has led me to reframe my career in a way that, like, very few of the guys I played music with ever have had to, including my husband, who's still a touring drummer. I mean, I'm, like, not playing gigs now. I'm a radio person. I'm a podcaster, y'all, because podcasters don't have to travel 500 miles and stay up until 2 a.m. to make a living. I've had to find new ways to imagine my own life, and I know lots of women of all ages who are going through the same thing. And like Thea, what I'm finding is that the way forward for me, it's all about community. The more women and men who I connect with and talk to and support, the clearer my own vision for my life becomes. So yes, I believe in endeavors like Backstage Chats. If you want to hear the Backstage Chats podcast, you can subscribe. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. And you can check out the Backstage Chats Foundation at backstagechatsfoundation.org. You can find links to both the podcast and the foundation on the show notes page for this episode at kutx.org. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced by Art Levy and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it is true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.